There was a resurgence of violence last night in Londonderry in Northern Ireland. The city had been racked with violence during the Troubles decades ago. The fighting during the Troubles was between those who wanted the territory to stay part of the UK and those who wanted it to join the Republic of Ireland just to the south. In last night's incident, gas bombs were lobbed at police cars and someone started shooting. A stray bullet struck a 29-year-old woman named Lyra McKee. McKee was considered one of the premier writers of her generation in Northern Ireland. She died at a local hospital. Martin Doyle is books editor for the Irish Times in Dublin.
It's shocking news, I'm afraid. We kind of thought those days were behind us, but as William Faulkner once wrote, the past is never dead, it's not even past. And unfortunately, the Troubles, which we thought we had left behind us with the Good Friday Agreement, which we've only been celebrating the anniversary, like today is Good Friday. That was in 1998, but unfortunately, the spectre of violence is still alive and well, unfortunately, on the island of Ireland.
So this young reporter, Lyra McKee, wrote eloquently about how hard it was to come of age in Northern Ireland that was still recovering from the violence of the 70s and 80s and 90s. She even wrote about the high rate of suicide among young people there. And then last night, as we said, violence broke out with gas bombs being thrown at police, and she was killed in gunfire. Was she in the midst of this event because she was covering it?
I'm not 100% certain that she was actually on duty as a reporter. I think she had recently moved to Derry, and I think she was possibly there more as an observer. She has written about the Troubles, particularly the legacy of the Troubles, as you mentioned. And there's a very powerful quote from her from a piece, I think, in Mosaic magazine, "We Were the Good Friday Generation. Destined to never witness the horrors of war, but to reap the spoils of peace. The spoils just never seemed to reach us." She was writing there about the legacy of the Troubles, the high suicide rate among young people, some of whom were possibly even born after the Troubles finished, but because of the damage that it did to society in the north of Ireland, that trickled down through the generations and was still taking a toll. I'm sure writing that, she never for 1 minute imagined that she herself would become a victim of the long tail of the Troubles, but that is what, sadly, she has become. And furthermore, as well as being a journalist, she was also a very promising young writer. I actually did a piece for St. Patrick's Day in which I listed 10 writers to watch, 10 up-and-coming talents, and she was one of them. She's due to have a book published by Faber & Faber, which is one of the leading British publishers in London, called The Lost Boys. That was due to be published next year. And now there's a question mark over that, whether that will happen, because I was talking to her editor earlier today and the book isn't quite finished. So that's a concern. Like, I wrote a piece for the Irish Times headlined Lost Girl of the Troubles, because, you know, the possibility is there that not only has Lyra lost her life, but it's possible that, you know, part of her legacy, which is her writing, her book, may not even come out now, sadly.
Martin Doyle, books editor for the Irish Times, speaking to us from Dublin. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.
Authorities believe the dissident Republican group, the New IRA, was responsible for the fatal shooting of writer Lyra McKee in Londonderry, Northern Ireland last night. You can find out more about McKee at hereandnow.org.